from the Sports Desk Studio B, the most occupied studio in WDRT. It is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hey, guy, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good week.
Yeah, it's been all right. It's a Wednesday in January.
Yeah.
When you do my job, January really sucks.
Sure.
So, but other than that, it's all right. It's not raining.
No, there's no weather to speak of.
Not yet.
No. And by any and all metrics, winter's like half over.
Except for the cold spell we're doing.
I mean, the hard part's coming, but we are halfway. You know? Yeah, we're a month and a half from now. We're in March. So, yeah.
Spring's almost here.
Spring, yeah. Almost. It is football weekend once
really?
Again. Yeah. It's another sports weekend.
That's right.
Another sports weekend. We had championship. We have the NFC and AFC championship games this week.
None of our teams are in.
You know, you're not getting. I mean, you know, Bengals are kind of the localest team you're going to get is the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's not very local at all. Nope, you got no Vikings. You got no Cowboys.
Nobody from the North.
You don't have to root for Tom Brady.
Thank God.
Yeah, you don't have to root for the Cowboys or Tom Brady. Honestly, it's a or the Vikings. If the Packers were in it, it'd be a great one.
Maybe.
But we're going to talk it anyway because I'm going to watch. And if you're into sports, you're going to watch too. Bengals and Chiefs is going to be my favorite.
It's the game, I think.
They played last year. Same setup.
Well, they played this season, too.
This year, too.
Yep.
And once again, you've got Joe Burrow and the Bengals going to Arrowhead. Arrowhead has now hosted the AFC Championship game 5 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Burrow won last year in overtime.
He's 3-0.
3-0 against the best team in the league, which I guess you'd have to say Joe Burrow might be the best quarterback in the league too. If you're winning the games and throwing the ball like he throws the ball, that's a premier matchup. You gotta like if you're into offensive skill position players, which if you're watching the NFL, you are. Bengals and Chiefs has that all over the place.
And the Bengals are better, I think, on paper this year than they were last.
Yes.
And he's gotten hit. Joe has gotten hit a lot less this year compared to last. I mean,
yeah, last year.
He was like the most hit quarterback last year. This year, I don't think he's.
Yeah, he limped his way to the Super Bowl with a bad offensive line. They tried to fix it in the offseason, and they've been better. You haven't heard.
Better. He's been hit. He's been pressured, but not as much.
But they're not talking about it.
Right.
Like last year.
Right.
The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, who is the best.
On a bad ankle, the best.
Well, if you're early in the week, they were breaking it down like Zapruder film, frame by frame, watching Patrick Mahomes walk across a podium, and. He looked like he was walking well with no walking boot. They showed pictures of him at practice. He'll play.
Yeah, drugs are amazing.
Yeah, they will. They have a tent that they can put him in sidelines, and he'll be fine to play. Between him and Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce is the best tight end of a generation. He catches everything for touchdowns. Chiefs lost their best offensive player in the offseason. In Tyreek Hill, and they haven't missed a beat. Patrick Holmes is the MVP once again.
He's actually spread it out a lot more to everybody.
Yes.
I mean, Kelce, yes, he is going to be Hall of Fame no matter what anyway, but that's his go-to guy, but he's spread it out pretty well.
Watching the game, you'll see former Packer Valdez Scandling.
Oh, that's right.
Marquez?
Yeah.
MVS.
I bet you Aaron misses him now.
Sure. I bet he misses all sorts of...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're and on the Bengals side, they have the best. Jamar Chase might be the best wide receiver in the game.
T. Higgins
and Tyler Boyd and Joe Mixon.
I mean, they're solid.
They're great. That you see when you watch teams like the Chiefs and the Bengals play, you see that's what it takes to be a Super Bowl. When you watch the Vikings, weren't as good as these teams. The Packers were not in the same.
No.
We're not in the same league, and. As these teams, Joe, the offense for the Bengals is just down the field, all over the place. So, yeah, if you're into quarterback play, this is a really, really, really good weekend. Especially, like I said, that's the late game. The Bengals and Chiefs is your evening.
I'm excited for the 49ers and Eagles, though.
That's a nice way to start it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great story for 49er fans with Brock Purdy.
Sure, your third string quarterback.
Would you take Brock Purdy over Jordan Love?
I would not. I would not, but I would not. But
just on a side note, I think Brock Purdy has now played double the amount of games and times that Jordan Love.
I was just about to say the body of work. You can actually see the Brock Purdy body of work. Right. He's yet to lose as a pro, which is pretty impressive.
If he goes to the Super Bowl and win, I mean,
well, if he wins, he will be the first rookie, quarterback to start in the Super Bowl. I'm fairly certain that was he's in uncharted territory, and
there's a great debate now because the similarities between him and Tom Brady in his rookie year. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Brady was a seventh rounder.
For the record, it wasn't Tom Brady's rookie year. That was Tom Brady's second year. Yeah,
but he was still sitting. I mean, he wasn't starting by any means. You know, Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
Yeah, Tom Brady was a practice squatter his rookie year.
But it's the same. It's very similar. So Brady goes in, and in 20 some years, he's never come back out.
It feels fine to compare early Brock Purdy's career to early Tom Brady. Right. I remember at the time thinking like, well, this Tom Brady, he's a real good quarterback. It took many Super Bowls later, you're like, oh, he's the best of all time. Many Super Bowls later.
Some just killed to have one.
So I would like to see a Brock Purdy.
I'm saying if Brock Purdy goes to the Super Bowl,
oh yeah,
I think the 49ers will have some issues. I think they get rid of Trey Lance.
Can you imagine the fun issues that those are as a franchise to look at?
Who do I go with?
To look at any of your three quarterbacks on your roster can start and win games, and all of them are worth something to somebody.
I know we only got a half hour, but Trey Lance, though? You don't know either on him.
If you are... if you got a quarterback, an old quarterback on your roster...
That's 35 years old, 35, and the last year of his contract?
Yeah, or if you're Tampa Bay, or you're a couple of franchises. I'd say there's more franchises who could take Trey Lance on could take an Aaron Rodgers on.
The asking price is what everybody's kind of saying about that. Sure. There's a third rounder right now for Trey Lance.
Interesting.
Because his body of work so far has not been great. You know. So look at Jimmy Garoppolo, look at Brock Purdy on that same team.
Sure.
You know, is Trey Lance gonna start next year? I mean, Purdy, it's your destiny.
It's interesting because if you're in the office of the Niners, you're really, really wanting to see Trey Lance because you really envisioned this whole offense works better with a quarterback who can run all over the place.
Absolutely. But that's why they got Christian McCaffrey too.
But that's also when you have a quarterback in front of you who their best ability is availability, right? Yep. Like you have to be able to play to be able to make an impact. And Trey Lance has made zero impact on that team.
Yep.
Brock Purdy has won games, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in seven games.
The guy, kudos for Brock. Because he's going to get, no matter what, next year, he's going to have a contract someplace. Whether it's the 49ers.
Oh, as a seventh-round pick, the Niners would love to just have him as their backup plan.
Yeah.
Whatever
it does. Ends up being a starter.
Sure. Because if you're the Niners, you could be, say, Garoppolo starts because he's better. Or it's a great luxury to have. Yeah. Also, the Niners, if you watch, because these are four teams that have been on TV. The Niners are interesting to watch. They put motion. I saw a little 82% of the time, people in motion. Mm-hmm. It makes for really interesting to watch. You'll see guys like Debo Samuel catch the ball out of the backfield, run the ball out of the backfield.
They're very versatile between Debo and Chris, because Christian McCaffrey, his hands for catching is just as good as anybody else's.
Christian McCaffrey would be one of the best wide receivers in the league if he was only a wide receiver. Right. But yeah, every time he touches the ball, he's a home run threat. George Kittle, the tight end, he's a big old dude.
He's kind of compared to Kelce.
Sure, he's a Gronkowski type. He blocks really well, catches the ball everywhere. Yeah, they are just – the Niners are fun to watch, and the Eagles have just been the best team in football, I feel like, all year. I think who, no matter who their starting quarterback has been, their offense and defense are set up to be the best team in football.
Well, Gardner Minshew is probably one of the better backups.
Sure.
But he still lost those games.
Yes.
So, you know, that's telling you that Hurts is either really that good and that team really needs him.
I think Jalen Hurts finishes second or third in the MVP this year. I'm pretty sure behind Patrick Mahomes, I can't think of a guy, or maybe you say Joe Burrow, but it has to be. Yeah, he has put up – Jalen Hurts is putting up numbers. Yeah, he's unarguably one of the best five quarterbacks in the league. Yeah, the Eagles, A.J. Brown is a great wide receiver.
That was a great pickup in the offseason.
Yeah, that's another one of those you spent a first-round draft pick to trade for a guy, and it's worked out really, really well. They look – yeah, they look like the best team. They're 13-3, 13-4. Yeah, so if you're spending Sunday watching football, NFC Championship kicks it off, and then Bengals Chiefs. And then 2 weeks after that, we go Super Bowl talks. What else? What else happened in sports?
NFL MVP got finalists.
Sure. Who do you got?
Allen.
Duh. Sure. Josh Allen.
Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts.
Patrick Mahomes.
One receiver.
It's Justin Jefferson.
It is.
Wow. Fifth place finish for Justin Jefferson. Yeah,
I'm not sure what the rate. Yeah, I don't know how all ranked out, but
I would assume by
the fact that he's in there is just awesome for me. I mean,
yeah, he put up huge, huge numbers, and he was faced with Kirk Cousins as his quarterback for the entire season, and he put up huge, huge, huge numbers. What else happened? Mel Kiper put out a mock draft, which for anybody who's really super nerdy about football, like I do, get into the draft.
Yes. We've talked about this before. I like the off season,
sure,
just as much as the regular season,
because
there's so much more chess, more maneuvering, trying to, you know, every team already has started. I mean, between filling positions of coaches you fired,
yes,
you know, all the salary cap moves that you have to make, like my Vikings and the Packers,
yeah,
because I think my Vikings are 13.5 over the cap. Packers, I believe, are 14.
Packers are in the same boat.
Yeah.
The players you saw at the end of the season last year for the Packers, for the Vikings, for a lot of these teams, not the same.
No. It'll be completely different looking teams for sure on the defensive side for Minnesota, just because the defense sucked and we haven't gotten we got to figure out a new defensive coordinator. But it's great. The draft, you know, you read, everybody reads in so much on that first round of the draft because you go, okay, well, they just picked this guy. What does that mean? You know, it's just, it's cool. That's great.
Yep. I grew up playing Madden video games.
Yes.
And part of Madden video games is the franchise mode, where you have a team, and every year there's an off season, and that was always my favorite part, is there's the draft and the free agents and the trades you can make. If you're the Packers, their defense was hurt this year, so it's going to come. You're kind of running back the same defensive team next year. You are going to get a new defensive coordinator, let's assume. Joe Barry's was the blame for most of the losses. But
did they fire him?
Not yet. No, I mean, probably I haven't seen it yet, but it feels like...
If they haven't yet, I don't think... Because the pool in which you have to grab by...
You can still hire Jim Leonard. He's still there. Just give Jim Leonard one more interview. He's free. I'm pretty sure he's open to it. But the Packers... There was the mock draft had the Vikings picking a cornerback, which makes sense.
Yep.
Had the Packers picking tight end out of Notre Dame, Michael Mayer. The only tight end in the draft worth a first round pick was this guy. He's the 6'4", 260-pound, 4-year starter at Notre Dame. Does everything. He is a mismatch. If the Packers get a guy like that at 15, you're super excited.
Yeah.
No matter who your quarterback is, every team needs a real tight end.
Packers can have Irv Smith Jr. if you want.
He's a free. Well, Packers can't afford to sign anybody. Unless
he
wants to play.
He's
going to
be real cheap because they're letting him go, I'm pretty sure. Because that 3-year, 4-year.
And that's where, if you're the Packers, the draft becomes so important. Because you can't afford to sign, besides, unless you can find a Rasul Douglas like they did in the offseason, or Campbell. The middle linebacker 2 years ago was a veterans minimum free agent that happened to really pan out. the only way that a team like the Packers gets any better is hitting it, is hitting on the draft.
Yeah.
You got to get a starter three times. You know, you got to get a at least a couple offensive skill position players. You need a wide receiver, you need a real tight end. Haven't seen production out of the tight end position since I don't know, Bubba Franks. Is that
it's been
a, who am I meant? Jermichael Finley? No.
That was after Franks.
Yeah.
I don't know who else. I don't know. Yeah.
It feels like I'm missing
Mercedes.
Mercedes Lewis is not a—
I thought he was a tight end.
He is a tight end, but he's also 38 years old. Wow, he's not a Pro Bowler. It's been a while since the Packers have had a Pro Bowler, I'm pretty sure, at the tight end position. That would be fantastic.
You should really figure out who your quarterback is first.
Packers, you don't have to figure it out. If you're the Packers, you currently have two guys on your roster that are both signed to next year that will both start if given the ball opening week. Aaron Rodgers, you know, you've got two.
If Aaron stays, one of those two is gone.
I would assume by draft day, as soon as, there's certain days that come up pretty quickly here.
I would say you need to know before that just to be able to set yourself up.
And we were talking, a guy like a Trey Lance at the Niners is worth maybe a third-round pick. Does anybody offer any more than that for Jordan Love? I'd assume not, right?
Nope.
Like, he's the same deal. You're accepting that first-round pick did not work out, but at least we got a third-round pick out of him. But if that's the case, if you're the Packers, can't you, with no problems, draft a quarterback, right? Like, if you see that there's a quarterback that you can draft at 15 or 12. Let's say you move up.
They never move up.
Because you need a guy, right? Like, you moved up to get Jordan Love. if you see a guy and you have an Aaron Rodgers that you know has 1 or 2 years left, at this point you have to find a quarterback if you don't have a Jordan Love, right? Like, if you have Jordan Love, don't you still also need a backup to him because you don't know what you have?
The problem is that you guys, both teams, my Minnesota Vikings and your Packers, they need too many positions. So to lose picks,
mm-hmm,
to go up,
well, that's,
you know, you can't do that. You just can't.
It's that, I mean, and that's where you come into trouble, is you have to hit on these second round picks. You can't you can't whiff on a quarterback in the second round. You can't whiff on a wide receiver or an offensive. You can't draft Derek Sherrod again.
Yeah.
You can't draft Brian Brohm again or Patrick Lee. You can't miss on second round picks, and you have to find a third and a fourth round pick that will start. You need a starting rush end if you're the Packers. You need a safety. Feels like an upgrade at safety. You need real.
The Vikings need a safety. Harrison Smith's aging out. Patrick Peterson wants to come back, so it might means he come back probably on a reduced salary. I mean, I think he's to that point in his career.
Sure,
he'll take whatever from anybody, I think, at this point. And he likes Minnesota, but you know, we've got Za'Darius Smith was great the first half of the year and
didn't have a single sack the last half of the year.
The last four games.
Yep.
So he disappeared. We've got fixed a lot of stuff. And honestly, in the big scheme of things, I think Kirk Cousins is not the priority on that list.
Oh no.
That defense, that old line.
If you're the there isn't really a team in the NFC North that needs a quarterback.
Not really.
Really? I mean, if you're, it's
if it
low,
comes out cheap and it works out for them.
Mm-hmm. Because you've got, if you're Green Bay, you've got a quarterback.
Yep.
If you're Minnesota, you have a Kirk Cousins for
that's
at least.
That's it, though. Yeah.
But, you know, he's better than any of the backups, clearly. If you got Justin Fields, and Jared Goff is apparently a real quarterback. If you're the Lions, you would have thought going into the season that you probably need a quarterback.
I think not now.
And you clearly do not. But there was four quarterbacks in the top nine.
Yeah.
Which, if anything, tells you that there's a bust in there.
Yeah.
When they listed four, there's no way that you're talking four Hall of Fame quarterbacks. That doesn't happen. Doesn't happen very often at all. CJ Stroud looks like a real quarterback.
Yep.
Hard to believe he wouldn't be the number one. Bryce Young has put up crazy numbers at Alabama. He's just a little guy. He's a 5 foot 11, 190 pounder.
Well, they said some point in time in the season,
mm-hmm,
he was down to 170.
Feels light.
Yeah.
Feels light.
That's
my
smaller
weight.
Smaller than me.
For the record, that's my weight.
You're at 170?
It's not a good 170, man, but it's 170.
170-ish.
It's around. It's a round 170. It really, really is a round 170.
Okay. Tell you what, on that note,
yeah,
we should probably play a song.
You want to do music?
Yeah, let's play one.
Hit me with a couple.
Unless we want to keep on talking.
10 minutes of talking. Let's do some music. This is okay. Warren Zevon. This is Hit Somebody. This is a slow. This one's a slow crawl. It's a great song.
I've DJed a long time in my life. I have never heard that song.
I believe it. I do. I don't know where, what radio station would have picked up a lot of Warren Zevon B-sides. That's a good one. I don't know.
Maybe.
As I said, I grew up listening to a lot of Warren Zevon. That's also as close to Warren Zevon's sports song as I knew I was going to get. So I had to fit it in.
Okay.
Had to fit her in somewhere. So
yeah, whatever works.
Yeah, that worked.
All right. So aside from the NFL, we have anything else you want to talk about?
Because
we got like 5 minutes left.
Would it be fun if I just said no? Put the headphones up and just went outside. And,
we could.
Had a soda.
It's not like this is really regimented. We're not getting paid for this.
I would be very interested.
We could do whatever we want, really.
Once. You can do anything you want once. After that, they might not let us come back in here.
It is Driftless Community Radio, so you could probably do it twice.
Twice.
Anyway.
On that note. Now,
Badger basketball?
Badger basketball, they lost again. They've lost a lot in a row. As soon as we have started talking about and getting excited about Badger basketball, I should have tampered my expectations. They're sitting at 12-5. They lost to Penn State last week. They lost by three. They lost 66-63 to Northwestern. Northwestern was coming off a 8 or 9 day COVID layoff. They just didn't have enough healthy collegians to have a game. So when they came back, they beat the Badgers 60. So another close game. Over and over and over, they've had close games. That it was a really balanced scoring, but nobody. Stephen Crowell did not. Our bump didn't do anything.
Yeah.
No, he finished with 8 points and 9 boards. I think he was like 3 of 8 from the field. Yeah, Big Ten's a tough conference. They just they're going to finish somewhere 5th or 6th in the Big Ten, which is going to get them to the NCAA tournament. They're going to win 18 games. It feels like they're somewhere smack dab in the middle. They got a couple of good all-conference players, but the top of the Big Ten is really, really good.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yep. The your Michigans and your
Purdue.
I mean, Purdue's starting a 7'4" Zach Edney for Purdue is, it's fun to watch.
Easy for you to say.
He's 7'4".
Jesus.
He just stands. He's so much bigger than all the other also really big collegiate players that he plays against. Yeah, I mean, Purdue is should be a Final Four team. Wisconsin, just keep it ahead. I just really want to see them play in the NCAA tournament. That's really where I want to see them.
It's better than my Minnesota Gophers.
No, the Gophers were good last year. They are not good this year. Have they won a conference game yet? One. Hey. Fighting Gophers. Way to go.
7-11 is their overall.
7-11. Yeah, they're new.
Horrible.
Their coach was new last year. He picked up a lot of JUCO players.
Okay.
So I guess Minnesota is just not very good, which is fine. They
say that again.
It seems like every time they're good, I'm not really rooting for Minnesota sport, college sports or professionals to succeed.
It happens.
Yeah. 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 And as we speak, the Badgers, we're recording this on a Wednesday evening. The Badgers are playing Maryland as we speak. We could do play-by-play for the next 4 minutes, but...
Two and a half minutes,
but they were tied with Maryland near the end of the first half. Another team that's sitting around with the same record as the Badgers, 12-5 or so. Got to start winning some of these games so I can start being a little more optimistic about Wisconsin Badger basketball.
You optimistic?
I would like about, let's win some games. Wait till Brewers season. That's 162 games of optimism. I get excited about every Brewer game.
Great.
Probably last and leastly, the Milwaukee Bucks are finally healthy after the...
They're not playing.
Hmm?
They're not playing.
They're playing tonight.
Oh, the Bucks. The Bucks. The Brewers.
Oh, no, the Milwaukee Bucks.
My bad.
If I said Brewers...
That would have been funny.
Well, one of us wasn't listening. Could have been me. Could have been you.
The amateur producer is not paying attention. He's just looking at the clock right now.
I'm also an amateur.
We got a minute left.
Amateur contenter over here. they're playing for the full lineup. Chris Middleton finally came back off an injury. First time since December. They've been playing 500 basketball for about a month. But they beat Detroit by 20 with a full lineup, 150 to 130. Giannis, yeah, that's a lot of points. Giannis is just a beast to watch. He's our generation's Shaquille O'Neal. Chris Middleton, great shooter. Drew Holiday's playing like a top 3 point guard. They're playing the Nuggets tonight, who also have one of the MVP candidates on their team. I will probably end up watching that when I get home tonight. And that wraps us up, buddy.
Best
show ever. Catch us on the Spotify. Catch us on WDRT. Catch us in the street and just yell at us. Talk sports anytime. Thank you very much for playing along.
That's it.
Bye.
Thank you.